Okay, so the recording is started, and this is the February 22nd Learning Materials Working Group Hyperledger call. I have the antitrust policy on the screen. Please take a moment to read it and look it over. If you have any questions about it, you can ask me, or you can go to the law firm listed there. Give you a minute to read that. In addition to the antitrust policy, we abide by a code of conduct, which is just basically acting civil. And if you need an update on what that looks like, you can go to the code of conduct link and find it on any Hyperledger wiki page. Again, so we are the Learning Materials Working Group, and we're focused on the training materials in the community, getting them out there to the public and making sure the public, someone like Daryl, knows how to get to the information that you're looking for within the community. So the first thing that's listed here is a presentation, a real quick presentation, and I should have the, actually there's also a video you can watch that shows you how to onboard to the community. So we have a new member welcome page. And again, this is just Wiki Hyperledger Learning Materials Working Group. And there's a four-step process to how to join the calls or, you know, have the ability to edit the wiki pages. And those are the four steps. Okay. So if you get a chance to watch that, if you're interested in becoming an active member, that's a great place to start. Also, the calendar of public meetings. This is a link on the Hyperledger homepage. So it's wikihyperledger.org, and it is a list of the daily meetings. So you'll see our meeting is right here. It's on Mountain Time, so you got to adjust it to wherever location you are. But there's so much activity in the community every day that sometimes there's too much. You can't do it all. So pick your poison and join a call. That's hopefully what...
One thing I'll say to you, Bobby, is I went ahead and updated my individual invite in my mm-hmm. calendar to include the password and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that still the, you know, general Hyperledger calendar ICS feed doesn't have that password in it. So I'm just letting you know that. That may be just, you know, preventing a few people from joining this easily.
Does it actually stop, or did they build the password in the link?
It actually, the one that gets syndicated to me, because I subscribe to the ICS feed, uh-huh. it says hyperledger.community, and it doesn't ever include the password. But what I did was, instead of, you know, continuing to worry about that and going to my email, I just updated my own invite and then just put the password in it. But I don't think the ICS feed is properly updated, just a FYI to you.
I think I could mention that to Rye.
Okay, good.
And he might do something about that. Thank you for pointing that out. And then again, showing your support. This is just the reason why you can join the community. It's a great way to build up your blockchain reputation. It's a great way to get involved in the community. You can, if you were a member of a working group, you can put that on your business cards that you're a Hyperledger supporter or community member. If you're working really hard, there's also other champions. You can become a lab maintainer. There's also... all the projects have different maintainers. If you're interested in contributing code, you can become one of those. All the special interest groups and working groups are always looking for chairs, vice chairs, and members, and we can show you how to get involved in those. And then there's the Hyperledger mentors and mentees, and there's a new program starting, and I have a little information on that in the schedule later today. And then you can become a technical steering committee member or a governing board member, and one day a Hyperledger staff member. So those are just some of the ways that you can identify yourself once you start getting involved in the community, and they encourage you to do that. Again, oh, this shouldn't be here. This is, I moved to our global forum discussion because those were just the topics that we had for the global forum last week. So I do have those moved, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So does anybody have any questions about getting involved in the community or need more information?
No, Bobby, thank you.
Okay, then I'm going to move on to our next topic, which is training materials that are available outside of our wiki page.
Hey there, Bobby.
Yes. Hi, Andrew.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Nice to make your acquaintance. And thanks to Darrell for the invitation for being here today. Just wanted to quickly introduce myself, say hello while you had a quick break there. And thank you for the very informative introduction so far. I'm taking notes and keenly attentive here. So thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Absolutely.
It's good to have you.
Carry on. And yeah, no, for sure. Hate to interrupt the flow, but just wanted to say this is awesome and look forward to diving in. So what a lucky connection this is out of nowhere.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Love when that stuff happens. Yeah, absolutely. So I'll keep following along and jump back in.
Great. Any questions, just don't hesitate to ask.
Right on. Cheers.
Okay. So the available courses for the outside of the community, for anyone who wants to learn more and get professional certifications, there's a couple of tracks you can go through. One of them is the edX courses. And those are some basic competencies. You can add the certificate for the exam for an additional cost for these so that you can say that you're certified. But again, you can just monitor the classes up until a certain point. And then again, when you want to get administrator or developer certification, that you have to take certain courses for. So some of the basic courses, this Hyperledger Blockchain Technologies, they're not really pushing that one anymore. They're more into this one, which is a little bit more of a general, doesn't go into the tools so specifically, which is what everybody thought the community needed. So that's the course that they're pushing right now. It's a good basic course. I think it's great. They have courses now for the identity groups, which is a basic course on identity, looking through Indies, Aries, and the Ursa pieces that fall into the identity solution. And then this class, becoming a Hyperledger Aries developer, they're working on it. So the class for me expired May 11th, and I can't sign up for another one. So I'm assuming that there's another version coming out very soon. So hopefully I'll have more information on that course next week. And then these two courses, the Hyperledger Fabric Administrator and the Hyperledger Fabric Developer. My company now got hired to run the forums on that. So I'm very excited about that new job for us. So the Administrator class is, the courseware is on version 2.2, but the exam is not yet. So they're waiting for the exam to come out for the courseware. So you can take the course, but you got to wait for the exam, and it should be coming out shortly. Where the Hyperledger Fabric Developer course right now is complete based on 1.4, so you can take the course and take the exam. The new courseware is coming out. It should be for Fabric 2 soon. They don't really have a date for it yet, so they keep saying soon. But that's what's available for you to get a certification. And then there's also the Sawtooth Administrator Certified Exam, same thing that's offered out there. You take the class and then you can sit for the exam for an additional fee to get the certification. Does anybody have any questions about those basic classes? Okay, here's an ask for the working group. We're always looking for translators. So if you know another language, we're doing small translations and large translations. A large translation would be the entire course, and smaller translations would be webinar points or just simple presentations in different languages. So the community is looking for that right now. So if you know anybody who's bilingual and wants to get involved in that way, we can work through the learning materials working group and get you connected with the people who need translators. And I know that's close to your heart, Alfonso. So if you have any updates on any translations that are going on, I'd love to hear them.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Bobby. We presented for us the Hyperledger Latin American chapter. We wrote a basic presentation that was given to the dean of the Universidad Tec Milenio here in Mérida, in our hometown. But it's a large university with 32 campuses around the country. They are reviewing it, and we shall have news from them next week. That is for the translation of fabric documentation.
That's great.
That's what we're aiming there.
And you're going to make sure we get a copy of all that for our learning materials working group resource page, right?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
Okay. I'll put it in the wiki.
Thank you so much. Okay, then almost finishing our conversation about training materials. There's also Consensus Academy. You can learn a lot of stuff about Quorum and their client and how BASU, which is a Hyperledger project, works with their stuff. So that information, there's some links to that training materials there. Any questions about training materials? No, I'm a little disappointed Ravi is not on the call, but we're going to talk about our GitHub repository. So this is kind of new for the Learning Materials Working Group.
Let me ask you one question about the Japanese translation, Bobby.
Sure.
Do you have anybody that has committed to that from the Hyperledger community? I know there are several Japanese companies that are working on Hyperledger. Okay.
Yeah, I think the Japanese translations are already, they have that system all down, and that they're trying to use that as a template for the rest of them.
Okay, but you have somebody who committed to it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's a link somewhere for all translations, and I can find that for you after the call.
No problem. Oh. I just want to make sure you had somebody who was actually actively pursuing that versus it just sitting out there.
No, there's somebody who's on top of that.
Perfect.
And then our learning materials GitHub repository. Here are the rules if you want to post something. We're hoping to have two robust sub veins on our repository. One is going to be for this university course, which is in the labs right now. It is a template for a curriculum for universities to follow. It gives complete with the labs. Talks all about different fundamentals. Again, it's a great thing. We want to kind of take this and make it our course so that you go to Learning Materials Working Group and at the end of our course, you will do this. So that's something that we're working on this quarter, as well as what we're really proud of is Ravi, who was is a member of this Learning Materials Working Group, created a new way to prototype all of the blockchains, most of the blockchains, with a great interface that just lets you pick your organizations, pick your peers, pick your orders, pick your CLIs, and it's kind of all plug and play, and it's really miraculous, and it's something to see. But again, it's in the labs because it needs people to test it and work on it. So let me see if I have the right links. So we put a page for him on our Learning Materials Working Group. Here is the link that gets you started. I'm pretty sure this gets you started with the tool itself. Let's see if I'm right. Yep. Let's see if this works. I forgot the password. I'll have to go back and look at the password. But once you type in the password, it asks you what blockchain you want to use, Fabric, BASU, Sawtooth, what version. It's really, really nice. And he wants people to test it. The information on testing it is... No, this, I'm sorry, I just went right to the same thing. Maybe this is it? No, this is the presentation. So this is the presentation that tells you what the starter kit is for, like prototyping.
I put the password in the chat.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I don't know if we'll have time today to go through running through it. Oh, good. Thank you so much.
So that Daryl and Andrew can help.
Oh, good. Perfect. Yeah, so that's a great tool to start playing
with. Thank you.
And again, he's looking for people to respond back to him. So either you could send an email to me or and I can get it to him, or you can send it right to him. There's his email. Or you can put it on this page if you're going to help him test through it and see, you know, what he'd love some feedback on it. Again, he feels like an island by himself with this thing now that it's in the labs. So we need to test it out and help him out. So again, here's all the information. Everything you need is on this page somewhere. And again, thank you for putting that in the chat. So that's the starter kit in our GitHub repository. So those are the two things that the Learning Materials Working Group wants their GitHub repository to support. And we're working on that. Again, if you want to help Ravi out, please do. Any questions on those two? No? Awesome. Okay, now next is our section on the resources in the community. The monthly meetup improvement group, I'm going to let John talk about that in a minute. That's set up for the meetup organizers to get resources. So is there anything new and interesting there?
Yeah, Bobby, we just had a meeting and went through, you know, what's going on in the collaboration between different meetup organizers in certain communities. Like, you know, if you have one across North America, or like Alfonso's doing with Latin America, and really trying to cross promote and support. And I'm actually going to be doing one this week with Hyperledger New York City and doing a cross promotion of that as well. Yep, right there. Yep, you're highlighting it. Perfect. Bobby, can you hear me? It seems like it's all silent now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. Yeah, no problem. I said that we want to talk a little bit more about the meetups when we get to the Global Forum submissions, because yep. I thought that was one of our topics. So we'll touch Good. Back on meetups. And again, this is what's happening in the community. I'll put this on our homepage so it's easier to find than in our meeting notes. And then here's some other things that are going on in the community, inside the Linux community, is they're having this big call for code for racial justice. If you're interested in being a part of this, there's a link to the website. It is having some focus areas. You can see them on the screen. And you can try to make a difference. So that's something that we're supporting. Well, the information is on that link. That's a Linux Foundation thing. And then here, I think, is this you? No, in-depth hour with digital assets. That's happening March 3rd. There's more information on that. And then we'll talk about our submission for the Global Forum from the Learning Materials Working Group perspective, but anybody can submit a talk and they're due by March 12th. And then they're also passionate about this mentorship program and they're starting to take applications for that. And I think there'll be a little focus on the mentorship program at the Global Forum. I'm not sure if anybody has any more information on that.
Yeah, I don't. Bobby, but I do have some more on the submission to the Global Forum. So Alfonso's on the call with us here. And so we did submit a meetup organizer panel discussion to the forum.
So you already did this one.
Yes, we went through and set up a panel discussion. This is something I talked to you about before too, Bobby.
Correct. No, that's what, this is, I needed the details for that.
And it basically we're going to cover, and David Boswell's going to be joining us as well, is around the, you know, successes and challenges of hosting virtual meetups versus in-person meetups while we're dealing with the pandemic situation.
I don't know. I predict that we'll never go back to all personal, even when we can, because too many people will feel like they're missing out.
And I think that the thing is that we've discussed, Bobby, is kind of the hybrid situation, whereby you kind of look at, you know, what can you do for your local in-person community? And then how can you draw on a wider audience through a presentation that you may do virtually or in your meeting location and broadcast it out to the broader community?
Yeah, I've completely lost connection with my local community of blockchain people.
Interesting. No, it seems like I've got good connections with them, but it's entirely different than it used to be. Does that make sense? They're reaching out to me and saying, yeah, John, these are great presentations and we like this. But on the other hand, you know, you miss that in-person networking that I think is a key component of the meetups and really to discuss local projects. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Well, that's, I agree. It's definitely more, I think they get more benefit out of it when it has a local flair.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, but we'll get back to this in a second. Where were we in the notes? Resources. Okay, that's the Global Forum. We'll talk about working on that. And then Cardano blockchain is having a where is Cardano today kind of thing meetup. That's tomorrow. Can't believe it's the 22nd already. Oh my goodness. Again, the resource for our community blog, the Hyperledger has a blog on their main webpage, which gives current information, and they're always looking for more information. So they want us to do a blog. They want anyone who's working on a project to do a blog. I'm sure Ravi should do a blog and we should help him with that. Any ideas on that, Alfonso?
Well, yes, I wrote that little piece before last session, okay, presenting our group to this general blog of Hyperledger. Should I send it?
You know, I'll just jump in here and say, if you don't send it and publish it, I'd like to read it regardless, Bobby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you want to post it?
I thought it was open for discussion.
Did you put it up on the wiki page?
No. I think, I thought you had done it, but I will.
Yeah, I'm interested in that as well, Alfonso.
Yeah, no, I don't think, I think I lost track of that. I apologize. I think I did not. I should have put it up here. Wait, is this, this is it. Yeah, that's it right there.
Yes, that, it's, that's what I thought.
So, okay, we'll take a, we'll have everybody get a chance to read it. I'll leave it up there for a second. And then
it's got chopped off down at the very bottom of it there.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, let me go see. I'll have to go look for the rest of it. So if you could resend that to me, I'll put it back up here.
I will, Or I can put it up there directly.
Okay, and then if anybody has any comments, you can either comment at the bottom of the page, which is too far down, never mind. Or just, again, put your email at the bottom, Alfonso, for anybody to reach out if they have any comments. And then hopefully we'll get this up next week.
Sure.
Yay, I'm excited. Ugh. Okay, so now back to the meeting notes. Yes, thank you for working on that. I'm sorry I forgot to review that. Okay, getting back to more community resources. The marketing committee, they are interested in developing relationships between the community and the developers. So they're looking for any ideas for support. They also put out on their marketing page all of the current presentations. We have a few of them on our homepage for the Learning Materials Working Group. But if you're running a meetup or if you're doing a webinar and you want some a good place to start, you can copy their webinars and put your name on it and add your information and make it your own. So does anybody have any information or any more information on marketing and anything they're working on?
Bobby, I had Margarita Leder from INATPA, that's International Association for Trusted Blockchain Applications in Europe, has accepted to give a presentation for us 2 weeks from today. Okay.
Great.
Should I do a page and post it in the wiki so that David and everybody else can know that she's coming?
And that would be great. And then I could even go, they're encouraging the community members when there's events like that to use LinkedIn as well. So if you write up a little blurb about it, I'll post it on LinkedIn.
Good. I'll do that. I'll do that. And she is presenting on the 2nd of March. She's presenting their white paper on education, a specific white paper on education for blockchain. And she just sent me a copy of the white paper and is asking me to read it and to comment on their behalf. And I can share the white paper in the wiki also. If any of you wants to comment, I can take those comments with me for the presentation meeting. And she's very much interested. INATPA is very much interested in establishing a working relationship with Hyperledger through our group.
That would be great. Yeah, if you could just drop a page in the resource library for that, and then we can comment right on for the white paper, if that's what you need, right on that page.
Very good, thank you.
And if you wouldn't mind sending me a link to the March 2nd event so I can put that on our homepage.
Good. I will.
That would be great. And then another resource is the YouTube channel where all of the meetups that John is involved in, I believe, and a lot of the webinars and all of the talks from the former Global Forum are on there for you to watch and listen to if you have like 2 years to do nothing else, because that's about how much information is being developed on that YouTube site. It's endless. So spend your time there if you get a chance. And then our monthly developers newsletter, I pulled out some blurbs from it. So in developers news, these are the biggest or most exciting pull requests this week or this month. If you're interested in looking at those, here are some talks that are going on in the community. If you're interested in those, there's links to them. And also here are, we try to, in Learning Materials Working Group, focus on what the working groups and the special interest groups are up to, because they're kind of like the unsung people in the community. And the projects get all the press and the interest. So I kind of never list this information. So I thought for once I'd put it on our meeting notes. So here are all the like maintainers of the project calls that are going on this week of relevance. So if you're interested in a deep dive into any of the project calls, here are the ones for this week. Any questions?
No, looks good. Thanks for adding that.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just so much. You could spend too much time.
Yeah, but the thing is, Bobby, is, you know, somebody might just find a nugget of thing that they're really interested in here.
Yep.
And then they can just drill into that one only and get that information. So I think it's valuable.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, if you could just like even look at Cactus as an example, like you can find calls for them because you know that there's more than one a week, you know that it's an active community.
Correct.
And also, if you want to know if it's an active community, you can always follow this link, the project status link, which shows you the insights into the metadata on all the projects. So each project has a page. You can drill into it and see how many committers, who, what companies they're coming from, who they are, what their commits look like, all that fun information. And again, we keep this information on the Learning Materials Working Group because we like information like that on our resource page for the frameworks and the tools. So if you're going to go to any of the tools, you'll see, of course, this is going to, we keep that statistics kind of running so you can see a comparison of the different months. And then we also try to keep the quarterly, the current quarterly reports for each of the projects on our frameworks and tools resource page. And then links to the documentation that the group puts out themselves, because we're not rewriting their documentation for them. They do a good enough job. They do a great job of that. So we're just going to steal the links for their documentation. So that's basically what's in our resource library for the projects. And again, you can see that through that analytic link thing right there. So that's it for resources. Any questions?
Nope, looks good.
Nope, Robbie's not here, so we really don't have to talk about the labs. I did no work on the use cases. I did do some, I don't know if anybody else did any, but I did copy some stuff. I know there was a, where did I put it? Was it this? No, I think it was the Identity Working Group. They had a big meetup or big information, a big nice webinar that was recorded. So I put that information here. That was pretty new. Again, I encourage everybody on the call, and anytime you come across a resource from the special interest groups or the working groups, just edit this page and just drop it in the top like a running so you can see what the groups have been up to if you're interested. Like if they're working on a white paper, there's usually a link to the white paper. If they've, again, done a great webinar, there's usually a link to the current webinar. So you can always see what the working groups and special interest groups are up to. But as usual, you can always go to the group's homepage as well and see. But this here gives you kind of overall community view of what they're working on. Okay. Oh, I did that too many times. Okay, sorry about that. Again, in the frameworks and tools, I just talked about gathering information. So again, if you have any great webinars, any white papers, or any new working, because sometimes the project creates sub-working groups to work on specific tasks. I know the telecom group does that a lot. If you are involved in any of that, please put it in our wiki page. And then again, we are always looking for help with our key terms. This is our growing and interactive community library. It is not completed yet. We're looking for help with all the terms. So if you have any insight to these, please, the community is calling for this group to kind of supply this to them so that there's always a place to go for a community definition. And again, we're hoping to have it in different levels, but just getting some basic terms. And again, if you think we're missing any great terms, add them. We'd love help with this living key terminology section of the wiki page. Any questions?
No, thank you.
No?
Oh, looks good.
Okay, then outside the community, there's always the COVID credentials, which is kind of not outside the community anymore since the Linux Foundation and the public health section of the Linux Foundation has kind of sucked that under their wing. So now it's a part of the Linux Foundation. And if you want to get involved in those vaccine credential blockchain initiative. There's the link, and there's when they meet. The Wall Street Blockchain Alliance has great events. If you're a member, you're open to those, but they have a public happy hour every Thursday from 5 to 7. If you just want to see what they're doing and talk to the members, feel free to join that. One of the community members wrote a book. There's a link to it in Amazon. I talked a little bit before about the mentorship program. Here's some details. So they're looking for mentees, or if you have an idea for a project and you want people to work on your proof of concept and you want to help, you know, mentor them along with that, please put a proposal in. They're willing to hear proposals up until March 10th. And if you need help with that, I could help you through it. Any questions on that?
Nope.
Nope. Then the blog is the old business and we're working on that. Translations, we've talked a little bit. Oh yeah, and the key terms, we're always looking for translations and the key terms from anybody. So if you know two languages, just feel free to copy one of the definitions into a different language and leave it on the grid on that homepage. So there was a conversation in our chat room about templates for videos. And I don't think we have in our template section of our wiki page, I don't think we have really much for basic video formatting. It's not something the community has asked us for in the past 2 or 3 years. But I guess it's going to be something that we should create a template for, because a lot of people are going to be moving towards that format, and it's a good idea that Hyperledger has. I'm sure the marketing department has some video standards, but I think that we can make a template for people that will help them out. So that's something open for the community to grab on. If you know any video editors and who want to join the Learning Materials Working Group, that's a great project to get their feet wet on. Again, they could take the new member video 4 steps to joining the community and they'll be all set to go. So the only thing I have to talk about now, or I don't have to talk about it because I'm not going to be attending the Global Forum, but I'm here to help. I set up this section for the information. I don't know if the group wants, if we have the bandwidth at this point to do a video on getting involved in the Learning Materials Working Group, but I think they really, the Hyperledger people really want something from us. So I'm going to turn it over to John and Alfonso now to talk about their meetup submission.
Yeah. And the thing is, Bobby, I think that you and Jim did such a wonderful job at the last Global Forum of doing a promotional video for the Hyperledger Learning Materials Working Group.
You're too kind.
Yeah. So I would say, you know, ultimately, even though you're not able to attend the Global Forum, Bobby, I would recommend that you circle back around and redo that because I think it came off very well and it could be updated just for, you know, how we've transitioned during the past year, and then just, you know, talk about it that way.
Yeah, I'll see if Jim wants to redo the skit with me.
Okay, good. And the skit was great. And I think, you know, Jim definitely got into it and he had a lot of enthusiasm, which I think always makes for a much better video, Bobby, because, you know, anytime that people are engaged and enthusiastic, it's a better video.
Yeah, we had fun.
Yes. So that came across and I think that made it, you know, great. But I think, you know, revisiting that again and maybe have a different spin on it would really be helpful to the community.
Okay, great. I'll send him an email and see what he thinks.
I highly recommend it.
So now what was the meetup panel discussion submission about?
Yeah, so the meetup panel discussion was, and Bobby, I'd invited you to that, but I know that you had a conflict with your daughter's wedding, which is completely understandable, priorities first. But the thing that I have is I have Alfonso, myself, Jody Panapoli, who's with DTCC. She's going to be joining us from Dallas, as far as the Dallas meetup organizer, and then Jim Mason as well. and we're just going to be talking about, you know, the benefits and challenges of going to virtual meetups. And I sent through to Marta a whole rundown of all the Q&A that we're going to do during the event.
Excellent. So you're all done. Your submission's finished.
The submission is completely finished, including the Q&A portion. Yep.
Okay, so I'm just showing this for the other members on the call. If anybody wants to submit a proposal, if you're working on a project that has to do with Hyperledger, they'd love for you to submit a proposal. So you have 15 weeks till the, oh my God, my daughter gets married in 15 weeks.
Coming around before you know it, Bobby. You're good. The next, after 10 weeks,
congratulations.
Well, she's postponed it several times, so hopefully we'll get it off. And my younger two graduate that week too, so I have so much going on.
Oh, wow. Congrats three times.
Yep, exactly. It's going to be something. It'll be quite a week. But here's the information for the Global Forum. Definitely attend since it is virtual. And here's schedule. So they do have, here's the, all the information here. We encourage you to get active and get involved. I think that's it for us today, Alfonso. Do you have anything else?
I had a question. We talked last time about another presentation from this group. Are we still thinking to have that, or would the video that you and John just talked about is sufficient?
I would love it if we could take the time to do a formal submission from the Learning Materials Working Group and have perhaps you and John run that, or...
Okay.
You know, and maybe even have, you know, I haven't reached out to Ravi yet, but I'd love to get him involved, because once that starter kit is actually on firm ground as far as the code goes, that's going to be a great tool for anybody in the learning, Hyperledger learning area, or businesses with prototypes, because you can spin up that blockchain real quick and basically show, you know, the structure format of administering a blockchain in Fabric or in any of the tools. So I would love it if we did have a specific, you know, this is the Learning Materials Working Group. Here's what we offer, and kind of go through our five topics of our calls every week, and then end it with Ravi's tool. I mean, I would think that that would be the way to go, but again, I can get involved in the submission of it, but not the actual presentation part.
Yes, I can help on the presentation and in the submission. I think that what is done every session and what you present every session, it's extremely relevant and important for the rest of the community and whomever assists to the Global Forum. I think we should, I would like to stress the relevance of this page as the entry point to the Hyperledger universe. Mm. It is so big and it is so complex, and fortunately it's in a big bang mode expanding, that there is a purpose and there is a relevance in these sessions for everyone to know, so that they can come to our sessions or they can come to our wiki, and from the wiki have the light speed, a jump to whatever they want to go. And so I would like to stress that importance of the work that you've done, Bobby, okay, and the usefulness of our wiki, and also the potential of having alliances with more people outside of our community. And that's what I'm beginning to do. And I had it with the city of Vienna, now with Inatba. Now I will continue inviting, if you agree with it, more presenters to our sessions.
Yes, but absolutely.
It's basically knitting a wider network Okay, so that we can be an entry point, but both ways, okay? For those who want to know more about Hyperledger, but for those that are within Hyperledger, to know more about other places outside. I think that is something that it's daunting when you try. Daryl can explain it to us better because that's what he's living right now. But it's daunting to come to Hyperledger and just be amazed by the size and the complexity of it.
You mean more advertise the learning materials working group as a bi-weekly seminar on onboarding into the community?
Yes, I mean, we could have this session to be something that is presented to every meetup group, okay, that is open to special interest groups, to working groups, okay, to the labs as a bi-directional communication. I mean, it's a place where they can explain what they're doing in a simple way, and so we know what they're doing, you know, or it's a place where everyone to come into the community.
Yeah, and I get what you're saying, Alfonso, and I think the thing that's good about the Learning Materials Working Group is, you know, openness of it, and then also the fact that it caters to all levels of people that are engaged with Hyperledger, you know, whether that's somebody just starting out or somebody who's an expert in one of the particular project areas.
Yes, for instance, the moment the Climate Action and Accounting Group got in touch with Vipin, okay, immediately,
yep. Yeah.
Immediately, everything opened a new field.
Yeah.
And they're working with the capital markets, and they're using
Impaler.
No. And the same can happen, I bet, I'm sure it will. The same can happen to any of the other groups. I mean, the moment we realize who's on our side, that we, it's like sitting at a table and not talking to the one in your left and your right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I agree with that, Alfonso, and I would just say, yeah, Bobby, it's unfortunate that you can't join that because I think, you know, you'd be a perfect leader of that particular panel discussion. But Alfonso, I'm glad to collaborate with you, but I would also defer to Bobby to see who else she thinks should really be a part of that panel discussion.
Sure. I'd love to help for that panel to happen, so that this group is a permanent presence within the community at all its levels.
Well, and I do think at the end, if we do have this slide completed, it would be like something to give all the meetup organizers, something to give all the working group chairs, or even if we go to the working groups and SIGs meetings to say, this is for your members. If they, you know, want to increase or get more involved in the community, have them sit in on this call.
Yes, but also with that slide and with the recordings of this session, anyone can come anytime they want, anywhere they are.
Mm-hmm.
No, so they don't have to be sitting here with us today, okay? But if they want to know what has happened in the past 2 weeks, they know where to reach that info.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So I will work on that submission and see how far we get. And if I need help, I'll reach out.
I'm here, and I can also help you and write, practice my Spanglish.
And Daryl and Andrew, if you want to join in again, just go to our new members welcome page and take the See, my computer's acting up. There it is. This basically is a, it's not going to work, is it? Shows you kind of how the community is organized with the special interest groups, the working groups, and the projects. And then it will introduce you to the four steps you need to actually do what you saw me just do, which is edit the wiki pages. So it walks you through getting the login, how to log in, how to edit a page, the things you can do once you're in edit mode, where to find the meetings, how to join the meetings.
So Alfonso, nice. Alfonso referenced, you referenced Han Solo, Alfonso, in your article there. I saw that briefly.
Yeah,
I'm also thinking of the white rabbit and seeing how deep the rabbit hole goes here. So thank you so much, Bobby. This is a great introduction.
Yeah,
it's like Alice in Wonderland meets Han Solo or something.
That's right.
Well, Very cool. Like I said, I get lost in those YouTube channels. So just, you know, pick your poison. If you'll get stuck, it is a rabbit hole.
There are more than 2 liter bottles.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah, this has just been great. I mean, I got to say, I didn't know anything about Hyperledger 36 hours ago.
No.
And then Darrell put this on my calendar. And I'm just blown away. And I cannot wait to have more value to contribute here on my side, right? Once I've really processed and this is sunk in here over here. So if you're here in silence and wondering, are they tracking? We're just taking copious notes and thrilled to get involved.
Absolutely.
Then I'll show you what we didn't go over real quick before we leave, because you might get use cases. We organized all the use cases in the community.
Oh, wow.
So you can see what categories they fall in, what they are. And then we summed them up real quick in kind of format, which is our template, down in our templates for use cases, the challenge, the approach, and the result, and then the links to the actual company's promotions. So if you're interested in learning
not some bad names here too. These are some pretty impressive, you know, right? This is not your typical, born in a garage kind of startup, right? This is proper. Yeah. I'm loving it.
Yeah. So it's all, again, this is the Hyperledger homepage for the wiki, and you can find all the projects. They meet more than weekly. Again, you can join their communities, or you can join the working group communities or the special interest groups. That's about it for me. Does anybody have anything else to add?
No, I appreciate you working on that submission, Bobby. Just reach out if you need anything from me or from Alfonso.
I sure will.
Oh, delighted to help.
Awesome. I'm so glad you'll be presenting. That's great. Because I do think, I was thinking of the presentation that Jim and I did, and so much has changed in the, because as soon as that was over, we went virtual. So
yeah,
the homepage took on a different meaning.
took on an entirely different meaning, Bobby, because it was kind of like the very last event that I attended in person.
Me too.
Was the Global Forum, and then it was complete lockdown after that.
And then all of a sudden, all the meetups that I was going to in person became this virtual thing, and our website or our wiki page kind of became the directional for them, which I didn't see happening, but it was great.
Yep, exactly right. Perfect. So there you go. Whole lesson learned between last forum and this one, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Count your blessings. Okay, so if anybody has anything, just drop a note in our chat. We do have a chat room, by the way, which is right here. So you can always drop a note in the chat, and we'll see what's going on. Okay.
Thanks.
Have a great
week. All right. Thank you. On behalf of Andrew, thank you so much for inviting us.
Oh, no worries. The more the merrier.
All righty.
Okay. Have a great day.
All right. You
take
too.
Take care, Bobby.
Thank you.
See you, Alfonso. Take care.